We are simming racing and base PT from with the millennium the halachas what one is permitted to do samuch lechashecha before Shabbos. One is permitted to let water go in to a garden. And the water is going to go the whole Shabbos. And that means to be mashke is goyim. To water things which are growing is a pilta of Zereya. So, Bamison, a malach will be done during the Shabbos as the water flows into the garden. No, we said Erev Shabbos was talking about it. Musalif, Soich, Maim, Legine, Vahim, Lim, Shochim, Vahilchim, Vahola Shabbos. He opens it up Erev Shabbos. Let us see the Mishnah Brura, Livtoyah. Sivkon Lamed Hei, Shemfaytseyach Mayim, Somach Lachasheicha, he opens up the water, he lets in the water right before the Shkiyim. Mismazda Mayim, there was a type of a spring. Sheyelech Legina Lachashkoysom, and this will go into the garden, and this will water the garden. Well, yeah, so that's this din. A gavurcha I saw in the Shulchan Shloime from Raguim, Shloime Zalman, Rabba, Sechainu Lebrochen. He was asked a shayla if one is permitted, if he has an automatic sprinkler that waters his lawn, and it's attached to a clock, and it goes on Shabbos. So he writes, he holds you're allowed to do things with a Shabbos clock. So he writes, "Bizmaneinu kivin she'ein mepulsim hadovol shemashkin ba'oifen otomati areza osa mishamarasai." So it comes out in his time, this was not such a logical thing. Maybe we became more sophisticated nowadays. I don't know. But on Kaponim, he said, if this is something new and not a double logical, so there's a shash of marasai. If the times change and now everyone has an automatic sprinkling system that is attached to a clock, so friends should be mutter.
But when I was taking a walk, my Shabbos, we saw a front family was running their lawn. The Shabbos, was their Shabbos.
With a sprinkling system, yeah.
So there is one there and those who said, mutter?
Could be Bismaneno is better, because, I mean, it could be in his time, it just came out, the sprinkling system. So he says that, he says that there's a shaila of marasayim. Could be nowadays, the shaila is, will there be marasayim? That's one halach. We can have a multitude of halachas, which one is permitted to do Erev Shabbos. Ula haniyah. Kiloil. Now, what is kiloil? Kiloil is a type of a ointment, a medication. Some shall refue shall noismim al ha'ayin of it, but this is a thick ointment. Now, this ointment was put on a type of a band-aid or something, and he put this over the eye. So one is, and this helps, say if something wrong with his eyes, this medication that was put on before Shabbos and remained there the whole Shabbos, it does wonders, it's a good thing. Now, so what is the chiddush over here? Af al fi sha'osa lahanichai b'Shabbos. That means to do the same thing in Shabbos, to take to take a Band-Aid with this thick medication on it, this thick ointment on it. Shabbos is awesome. Why is it awesome in Shabbos? There was a chash of mimareya. You might smooth out the ointment. The ointment is on a tight of a Band-Aid, and he might smooth it out in Shabbos. It should be to spread it out. So Chazal asked us to put it on in Shabbos, because if you put it on already, you know, look, it's spread out. It's not spread out. I'll take care of it. It should be spread out. So Chazal said, you're not allowed to put, to use a kilo of omer in Shabbos, to put it on Shabbos, because Chazal was afraid if you're going to do this, and this kilo, which is on a Band-Aid, you might smear it out. So that's an issue of mimareya. But if you did this Erev Shabbos, so Shalom HaYisrael. So you did it Erev Shabbos, I'm not touching it, it's over the eye, and then no problem. That is a second Kiddush. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ulahaniya av shenisha munach b'Shabbos. Now this tefillah is on his eye the whole Shabbos. This is healing him. It's mutter as long as he put it on before Shabbos. Another case, this is different types of ointments. That's what's when a type of a Band-Aid. So he has a make, he has a sore. Also the same thing. He's speaking about the eye. Then this is mutter if you do it before Shabbos. Tiler oval. So here it says you're allowed to put a thick, it has a thick consistency, this tiler. And in Shabbos you're not allowed to put it on there. We might be memareya. But before Shabbos is allowed to put it on. The kilo, now this kilo is a type of a medication, and the Mahaba specified a thick consistency, a kilo that is a thick consistency, is Musa before Shabbos and is also in Shabbos. Now, there used to be a kilo rach v'tzolo. That means there was a type of a medication that was, but it wasn't thick, it was thin, it was watery, mitzolo. This was another type of a medication. So the thin one, you're allowed to put on in Shabbos also. If this killer was made, that means it was mixed up in the liquid Erev Shabbos, and this kilo is a thin consistency. Now let this halacha needs explanation, and it's more than the now, it's brought down, let us start from an aleph. Chazal also to take medication on Shabbos. Why did Chazal ask us to take medication? Because he might make it on Shabbos. It's a gzeira of Teichen. In those days, in order to make medication, you had to grind herbs. So Chazal asked us medication on Shabbos. Unless this, if he's a chaylish and off al mishkom, if he's not functioning already, then he's allowed to take medication. But stamazay ameichush baalman, that means he doesn't feel too well, and he's taking, Chazal asked him to take medication. Fine. Now, this kilei rako is very interesting. This kilei rako, it's a watery substance, and he puts it over his eyes, he washes his eyes with it, it looks like water, there's some medication in it, but it looks like water, so it's mutter. So here, it's the shayna mamavaya. So what's the heter? I mean, it's medication. So it's Chazal say something very interesting. Whoever sees him putting this over his eyes, does not know that there's medication in this. It looks like water. So he's washing his eyes with water. So from the bells, he don't have to be afraid. The bells does not see that he's taking medication. Fine. Glauben. But forget about the bell. He himself, he knows he's taking, he knows it's a medicated liquid, and he's putting it over his eyes on there. Well, Hashem, he feels better. So what's with him? So Chazal said, but we made a heker by him. That means we told him, you have to mix this before Shabbat in the water. You mix it before Shabbat, and if you'll mix it before Shabbos, so you know, why do I have to mix it before Shabbos? So this is a heker. That's why it is mutter. Chazal will only matter me if I would mix this before Shabbos. So this is a heker for he himself, and that's why it's mutter for him. Now, this nekudah, there's a mulyadike machlokes between Rab Moshe and Rab Shlomo Zalman Olma. What is pshat in this? Rab Moshe learns pshat that this medication, which was taken the whole week, normally used to mix it in water right before you used it. That was the normal one. I wanted to put the killer on my eye. I took this packet of powder, and I put it in the water and mixed it up. It looks like water. And I put it in and I rubbed my eyes with this. That was the normal procedure. Chazal said, Asher Sholom, you put the Shabbos in the water, you're not allowed to use it. You have to put it in Erev Shabbos. Why did you put it in Erev Shabbos? Because the Fuhis are also. So, but for you, Chazal will not tell this the Fuhis because, and Rav Moshe says, alumnus, so we consider that Kilo, the refuah started at the Shabbos already, because normally the refuah is right before you put it on, you mix it up. And as I'm doing this at the Shabbos, so it's Kilo, the refuah was done at the Shabbos, the refuah started at the Shabbos, and therefore it's mutter. Fine. This is how Rav Moshe learned. Zot Rav Moshe, this is Moyadik Negei Olamaisa. So Rav Moshe says that the whole heter is because this is something which normally is mixed up before you use it, and now I'm making it before. So maybe this is a heker, and that's why they were mad. But he says, what is if you have a refuah? Then normally you don't mix it up at all. So you don't have to mix it up. Let's talk about an interesting shaila. A person loves sholent on Shabbos. After he eats the sholent, he gets a pounding and gets a headache. Right? No, so yeah, there's a problem with the sholent and the headache. So what do you do? So he drinks, let's say, Coke. So he puts, before Shabbos, he puts the two Advil in the coat, mixes it up, and after the cholent, he drinks the coke, mamish, only Shabbos, and yes, so he doesn't have a headache. Then they, because he took medication. Is this mutter? So the Moshe says this is also. Why is this also? Because the whole thing works with a heker. There's a heker. Normally, you mix this. That's how it's used. And normally, it is put in right before you use it. And Chazal said, no, you have to put it in before Shabbos. So this heker Chazal were maker. But normally, a person doesn't put in the Advil in the coke. And then it's, well, you know, you don't have to do it. I'm going to put it in the coke before Shabbos. So the Moshe says, this is also. That's how the Moshe says, but something, if you have something that the normal procedure is, you mix it before Shabbat, you mix it before you use it, I'll have something similar, and Alka-Seltzer, that's normally you put it in right before you use it, and yeah, we have put it in before, that'll be mutter. That's a Rav Moshe learned pshat. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Shmuel Goldner, the Be'er Moshe, they all don't learn like a Moshe. They learn La Halacha Hakel. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says Ultra Hakel. The Hakel was because normally they never mixed it. There's normally this kiloyer and he brings the rival tasters in Shabbos. Normally it was never put into water. Because the heckle was, you put it into water. Oh, why am I putting it into water? That's the heckle. The heckle is that when I put it into water, that alone is the heckle. This is Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Shmuel Moser, Rabbi Yashiv. So if I'll go something that I never mixed it, I take the powder normally without anything, and I'm going to go and now and grind a powder and put it into a liquid or put it into a machon before Shabbos. So they hold this as mutter. They hold this as mutter. And we hear this answer of a chilein and I, because whoever sees me eating the cholin doesn't know anything. And by myself, since I put it in before Shabbos, I put in this medication before Shabbos, and so there's a hacker. I mean, so this is different. Also, I'm not allowed to take a medication in Shabbos, but if it was mixed up in a machol before Shabbos, they hold it as mutter. So you have a lot of poishim hold, not like a moishim, they hold this as mutter, which is a very chosh of a yidiyah to know. Yeah, like a pill of mutter. But Hatzilas Mutter, what is it?
Why make it out of
Shabbos? No, we're talking about before Shabbos. We're talking about before Shabbos. So that's this set according to them, which is a Moyadiki Yadiyah. Now, one more Yadiyah that I to know. We learned this then a killer overall, which is a quick ointment. You're not allowed to put on a band-aid because you might smear it out and but they bring down, if you'll take an ointment and put it directly on your skin without smearing it, that's mutter. The gzeira was, you put it on a band-aid, and then the normal procedure was you smoothed it out and you spread it out. Then there was an issa mamareya. Oh, what are you going to take? Let's say you're gonna take out this issa. I'm not talking about the issa of the fool. I'm talking about this an issa. Let's say there's no shy level of the fool. You say you might get an infection. So take an antibiotic ointment and all. He has a cut over here. You say don't get infected. The God takes a tooth, squeezes it out over here. A good cause. He doesn't. I'm not saying that he should rub it in. He leaves it there. It will dissolve on his goof. That is mutter. Could be you're also allowed to do this, but it goes straight on top of it. Could be. As long as you don't put the ointment on the band-aid, you put it directly on the roof, could be that, could also be mutter.
What is the other?
Who's the other? Where's the phone? It's not that big, is it? I don't know. That is problematic. You put a gauze straight over it, and loves it. That's fine. I was thinking about a band-aid, Brother Lydia brings out something very interesting. A band-aid is, you're attaching it to the skin. Now, to be medabic, niyoris is a tilde of traitor. That means you stick something, I'll take two pieces of paper, I'll take some glue and I'll stick them together. So that's a tilde of taifa. The fact is that over a lot of sewing, thinking some pieces together with glue is a tilde of taifa. But if I take a band-aid and put it on my skin, since that's not the normal procedure to take a to stick this to the skin, this is mutter. On the skin is mutter. But he says, you shouldn't fold over the band-aid on itself. That means if I fold over the band-aid on itself, so then you have band-aid on band-aid. So that's like two pieces of paper, which is also. You put it on such an item that each tailor should be on the skin and not over each other.
Okay.
So this is, that's right. Now let's go further. The law says, now, a third halacha, which is permitted to do Erev Shabbos, the law says, Mugmal tachas hakelim, behem mifgamrim me'aleim kol ha-Shabbos, v'afilu mugmal munach bekeli, bein odom mitzuve al shmitas kelim. Now let's just explain what the chiddush of this is. There was Shitas Beishamai, according to other Amaroim. Beishamai said that just like there's a concept of Shvisas Behemtoi, that I'm mechuyev to see that my behemish should not work on Shabbos, there's a concept of Shvisas Kalov. That means that a melacha should not be done with my kalim. So according to Beis Shammai, so he was mafka the kelim before Shabbos. And every Shabbos, and the process cooks the cholins and the like. But everything he was mafka before Shabbos was a big avoider, which all the Beis Shammai niggas have, which we don't have. So he held the zanisha of Shvisas kelim. So the mailer, so if you want to do something, it can only be done if you mafka all the kelim before Shabbos. And between you and me, it is a great and those who's mafka the kelim, and they'll take you this opportunity and take it away. Okay. But also, upon them, but the Beis Shammai holds this anisa of Shvitas kelim. Now, okay, there was a process which was done by Bimei Chazal. They used to want that their begodim should have a nice odor. And in order to accomplish this, they used to have different types of tumim that used to burn. They put them in a keli, and it used to burn the besomim. And the reyach came out, and they hung all their suits over this. And in Shabbos, the begodim were kailas a reyach, and that was a normal procedure. So according to Beis Shammai, you were not allowed loses mugmal tachas akelim. What incense? Yeah. Loses mugmal tachas akelim is gamrin melein kol haShabbos. So according to Beis Shammai, even though I lit this incense before Shabbos, but in my keli there's this incense that is burning. And this would be also Shvisas Kalim. So, but since we don't hold like Beis Shammai, the law says, so now let's see, the law says, Mugma Inten Stachas HaKalim, then come to the Godin, Vehein Misgamrim Me'aleim Kol HaShabbos. So you're allowed to kindle this incense right before Shabbos. Vafilu Mugma Munach Mikaili. This mugmal is the only way it's working is because it's in a keli, and the keli, through the keli, the reyach goes out. They all done the tzuva al shmitas kelim. Yes. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The law says mugmal, levoine omine b'somen, noisnim al ha'esh. This was put on a fire. Umaashnin habegodim, and there was a smoke that came on the begodim. She reichonoidev that it should have a good reyach. Vafilu mugmal, that even though mechoskeng she mugmal munach alorat tishori, if he avoided using a keil, he says vafilu according to Beis Shammai would be mutter. Here we're saying a chiddush, so we don't paskel like Beis Shammai. So you are allowed to, but we don't paskel like Beis Shammai, but you're allowed to put this mugma in a kelim because we hold another mitzvah shvisas kelim. Another thing which is muta erev Shabbos, the law says, sa'orim begigis lish roisom. The person has barley, and he wants to put it into a barrel, and the purpose of this is that they should soak in the barrel. Now, what is going to happen with this barley when it soaks in the barrel? It's going to sprout. And sprouting is an issa of zereya. You're not allowed to do this. But here, as long as I put it in before Shabbos, and so even though now it's going to sprout by itself, then that's irrelevant. That's another thing that's mutter. But not say so'ayim begigis l'shreison is mutter. The bishab, not say the Mishnah Berurah, the bishab is also ochid lo kamon b'selim shin lam advar v'sib yudal of ayin shom. Shabbos, you're not allowed to put barley into water to soak, because it's going to sprout, and we have this issue of zereya. Now, another thing that's mutter. V'toyanin b'koyas based abad v'agat, mid'bo'oy yoyim al hazeisen v'anobis. That means as follows. They used to when they wanted to get oil or wine out of the grape to olives. So the process was they put a kayan, which was a heavy board or stone. They used to put this over. They had like a lot of olives and a lot of grapes, and they put this heavy board over it, and the pressure of the weight of the board made that oil or juice started coming out of the olives and grapes. So now, and so to do this in Shabbos, you're squeezing out a juice from a peri, which is also min ha-teira. Now, the toyanim, but I'm allowed to put on the toyanim beis habat. The toyanim beis habat was a very, very thick, heavy board. The beis habat was a place they used to make oil. Vahagas, and this was where they made wine. Miboy yoim ala zeisin v'anon. See, I put this before Shabbos, no problem. In Shabbos, the oil is coming out, there's no problem, because I did it before Shabbos. Now, a second thing, v'ashemen v'hayayin hayayitim v'hem muto. Now, I'm allowed to derive benefit from the oil and wine. And this will seem the Mishnah Berurah, but this is not so precious. A similar halachim, b'chein boita umalilois shariskon mibo'oyoyim. They were marasik, they mean they chopped it up or they made it soft. They took boita. Boita is grapes when they're not ripe. And malilois are kernels of wheat. Shariskon, you chopped it up, or you meshed it up. Shariskon, boy, yoim. Musolim, hamashkin, hayayfi man. So the liquid that comes out from this boysel and malilis are muta. Now we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah that this halacha is not too posh. Vesoyanin. You're allowed to put over the grapes and the olives. Afilu, nothing was done to soften the grapes and olives before. Mutalikai, you're allowed to put it on. Kivin shanatskalapula kaidim shantishka hana. I mean, what's the pashenka? The longer these heavy boards will stay on the olives and grapes will get softer and more liquid cold out. As long as I'm doing it before Shabbos, there's no problem. So that's the din of to put down these kailas on top of the olive and grapes. Le'inyin shemen v'yayin hayayin. Now, the Mahabha said two things. He allowed to put on these heavy boards over the olives and grapes. And number two, you're allowed to drink the juice of the grapes and then use the oil of the olives.
He never dripped out of Shabbos.
He was matter. That's what the Mahabha was matter. The Indian strongman, the Yayin Ayayti man, No. I'm going to do this 5 minutes before the Shkia, and it's going to start shipping out 3 hours after the Shkia. We'll see. You'll hear in a minute. And it'll start shipping out 3 hours after the Shkia. So then you're not allowed to derive benefit for the Shemen Vayayin. He put on these heavy boards when it was still it was still by day and in Shabbos. And he gives us guidelines. Sheyuchal lehisrasek koydim Shabbos aydei tinas akoydim. That means there is a process of rituals which is called that the grapes and the olives got mashed up a little bit. This is a process called research. So now let's consider a little longer. Don't let me understand the Mishnah Berurah. If I had Zaytzen Mulusokim, I have this mashed up olives. I have this in Shabbos, but they're mashed up already. There's a certain shear. Oops, I can't tell you exactly what it looks like, but there's mashed up olives. And now, and then it's shipping out. I'm going to take an olive, it's shipping. I need more oil now for my Shabbos meal. So I'll squeeze it. So the halacha is, I wasn't made on the Issa Sreite. That means Sreite was malefic already. And all the oil eventually will come out, so my squeezing did not only accomplish it comes out quicker. But mitzad the etzem b'risuk, it's going to come out already. So this is aschita midarabonam. After risuk, it's aschita midarabonam. Therefore, if when it became Shabbos, it was merusik already, that means I put on the board a few hours before Shabbos. So right before the Shia was merusik already, then the Mechaber said, you want to take the oil? You can take the oil. I'm not telling you how to squeeze it, but you're allowed to use the oil because we weren't going that you might come and squeeze it, because if only you squeeze it, it's only us to meet our pronouns. So they didn't, so say, Zayda, Zayda. You're not allowed to squeeze it, but you're allowed to use the oil. If he put on the board 5 minutes before the Shkia, and so then and you want to use the oil, then there's a shalom of the night, so you might squeeze it. So machin shezovu, that means a liquid that came out from Pelus, are you allowed to use it in Shabbos? It depends. If I was squeezed it now, the Yoban is the right or not. If by the Yoban is the right, so they asked the master. Am I the only Yoban is the Rabban? They didn't ask the master. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So he says like this. He said two things. You're allowed to put on the boards. And the boards, the heavy boards, not to put on 5 minutes before the Shkia. But he said, secondly, you are allowed to use the shemen. So he says, so the Magen Avraham says, that's what it says, I'll use the shemen, they mutarakim utayin bo'id hayoyin godol. That he put on the heavy boards when it was still baked. That the board was on it long enough that the Zaytim and another became Melusik. So it's Melusik already. I feel though he was squeezed out, But hey, so think if he will squeeze it out, there's only an Isra Darabona. Then we said you're allowed to use the maskim. They mokrim lizer mishum sriche to be permitted to use the shemen and the yayin. He might come to be soichet because after will be soichet. It's also only an isel the rabbanon for the one geizer. Avolim yitain tzomach l'shtiyah mamish. The law is rastel koinem a Shabbos idea koinem. But if he's going to put this down, this heavy board, before Shabbos, ofra mashkele yoytumam, v'day v'shem yitzchit. V'ashem v'yayin ayyoti pelish. Av mashe yoytum b'Shabbos. What's coming out in Shabbos, you're allowed to use. Bolay gazrin in Shema Yisroit, k'moy shedozru b'mashkin shenzomu, mizayin v'anovim shaloy nitchasu, v'lkamon b'semin shenchov sivala. Do'otom, samozoy, if you have zayin that were not nitchasin. And mashkin dripped out of them. So the awesome Yeshri Yimchatas and Yisrait, if he's going to squeeze it on his own accord, the Senisa Beraita. I'll train those who have to be sober, may ask him also. Then Chazal said, you're not allowed to use the Shemen period. Ah, well, Hoheshikval Nidrisu. It became already squished. Are you they have seen him? To that the board was on it for a few hours. But the law of his own miyatsma is going outside the time. Elisha yoyte itzveya deyeshita miyadayim. Maybe he'll squeeze it, it'll come out better. But then also, alamid rabbonim. This is only us mid rabbonim. Alkein bezov miyatsma bishab bishori legam. V'zeo atamu gam kein bevoisa umalilois sherisko. This is the Shitas HaMechaber. But he says, I am new for you. We don't fast like the Mechaber. V'ayim b'bir halochem. V'ayim lahata ki'im kishadochon gam kein koidem ha-Shabbos v'dichu yoysa mirichon. That means there's a process of risuk. There's a process of dicho. Dicho is, it's mush, much more. After dicho, you're allowed to squeeze it out. That's all me the rabbono. So la loche, we don't ask you like this, and my leg is up my skin. La loche, we don't ask you like the mechaber, that the mechaber was matter after Rishuk, Laloha, we were, it's only mutter to use the Shemen when there's no Issa whatsoever.
Why is it only tries to change them and nothing? It was the right thing, and it was a cherry or something like that. That they said.
A cherry, he speaks about, is, he speaks about like this. You need also, you need, Mashkin Hayotim Em is also awesome. I mean, but my Chari is awesome, and the I think it is the same Alochis, I think. I think it is, so that's what it thinks from the Bir Alochim. So now, what Mechain Boisa, Anovim, Bishulostrom, Kshain Dakim, Moisim Em Mashkil, the Tabo Boy Boso. So this also. Boisa and Novim grapes bitchilos before they became ripe, before they started growing. Shehein dakim, they're very thin, the grapes. So Moisim and Mashkin letabo boi boso. So the liquid that comes out is a very strong liquid. It's used as a dip. Lefishu hu chazak, it's very strong. The kariv lahachmitz. So they made the boiso, they used to squeeze out the boiso, not to get wine out of it, to get a dip out of it. Umaliloid, shibolin, these are type of kernels. Shiloi bishlu kol solchon, they themselves did not become white. Maraskon, v'toyinon ba'abonim, you mush them, you make them mushy, and you put stones on them. Umashkis of me, I'm a metabol boy from a mailer. So that is the thing. Yeah. That's all. Stop here.
Awesome.